Welcome back. We're at the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine, joined by Rick Gosselin. And the Combine is about players coming into the NFL, but we're going to ask Rick about a player who's already been to the NFL and is going to go into the Hall of Fame this year, and that's former Viking Mick Tinglehoff. And Rick is a big part of why Mick got into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to put that on you. You okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Mick Tinglehoff and what it was like studying him and deciding whether or not he was going to get into the Hall of Fame and what it was like when he finally got in.
Well, he's been in the queue for several years. When I went on the senior committee in 2004, I put together a list of players I thought deserved to be discussed. And Mick was on that list. Here's a guy who was an elite player for a long time, played more games than any center in history, went to 6 Pro Bowls, started in 4 Super Bowls, and yet he'd never been discussed. You know, how does a player like that slip through the cracks? I mean, I wonder what the committee was doing in the 70s and 80s that let a guy tumble into the senior committee. I thought this was one of the bigger oversights in the senior pool. Everybody in that pool is a long shot. There's so many qualified players that have never been discussed. Until you're in the room as a finalist, you're not a candidate. So I thought it was long overdue. He and Jerry Kramer were probably two of the biggest oversights I thought were in the senior pool.
What's interesting about Mick is the Vikings in that era when Mick was playing were a defensive team, a lot of people thought, with the Purple People Eaters. But here you have a guy in Mick Tinglehoff who kind of personified what a Purple People Eater was, but was on offense, don't you think?
Yeah, what I liked about Mick is he was the center on a team that ran the ball in the 60s. And then in the 70s, he was a center on a team that passed the ball. They excelled running the ball early and then passing the ball late. So he changed his style of play over 2 decades and played at a high level. I don't know any center in this league that played as long or longer at a higher level than Mick. And he belonged in the Hall of Fame. It's really a shame that it's taken this long to get him in.
You know, you work and live in the Dallas area, and you know, transitioning to modern day football, the Cowboys have done something interesting of late in drafts, taking a lot of offensive linemen in early rounds. Do you think that's something the Vikings may consider doing here in this draft or next draft, is beefing up their offensive line? And do you think this draft is a good draft to start doing that?
Well, if you've got Teddy Bridgewater, you got a young quarterback, now you want to protect him. You want to give him a chance to make plays. So what you do is you surround him with playmakers and guys that can block for him. That's what the Cowboys did back when I covered the Cowboys in the early 90s, and they won Super Bowls. They had the best offensive line in football. That's why Emmitt Smith won rushing titles. That's why Troy Aikman was a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that's why they won Super Bowls. I think it all starts on offense, on the offensive line. If you can't block and can't protect, you're not going to move the ball. And now that you've got the quarterback in place, and if Peterson comes back next year, it's imperative that the blocking is upgraded to make that offense go.
Are you a believer in, you know, we have Matt Khalil at left tackle, Phil Lodeholt at right tackle, their body frame, their size, their skill set, probably best to keep them at tackle, I would presume. Maybe the coaches feel differently, but let's say that they stay at tackle. Are you a believer in the philosophy of, you know what, let's draft a tackle here, one of the better tackles in the draft, we'll slide him inside and play him at guard? Do you think that can work?
Well, it can always work, because it's tough. If a guard washes, he's got to go inside a step. That's center. You've got to get a center place. You can always move tackles inside. You can play with 4 tackles. You can't play with 4 guards. And if you're set at the tackle position, I'd look at the best guard. I'd look at the best center. Find somebody who can complement those 2 tackles.
Are we going to see in Canton, Ohio, when Mick goes in this summer in August?
Yes, very likely will. It'd be a good day for all of us when Mick finally goes in.
All right. Thanks, Goose.
Sure.